This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Barbara Bogave. April 15th is almost here, and you're probably already hearing people grouse about the taxes they have to pay. And not just on earnings, on gas, on food, and if they live in a high tax state like New Jersey, on property. But Jersey girl Jen Miller isn't complaining. She's run the numbers, and she reckons she's getting a deal.
New Jersey has the highest property taxes of any state in the U.S. I own a row home with a postage-sized stamp yard in the town of Collingswood, and I pay about $5,000 a year in property tax. On paper, living in Collingswood looks like an unwise financial decision. But consider the alternatives. I could pay a fifth of my current property taxes if I moved over the bridge to Philadelphia. But then I'd have to pay taxes on my wages, a business tax since I'm self-employed, plus pony up for a business license. These are all things I don't have to pay in Collingswood. Okay. So I can move to a suburb of Philadelphia on the Pennsylvania side. My sister and her husband live in one, and she pays for trash and recycling pickup, which are services included in my taxes. Plus, she's considering private school for her two sons because the schools aren't that great. Ka-ching! Sure, I could pick up and move to Florida, where I went to college. But then I'd be whacked with a 7% sales tax on things like clothing, unprepared food, medicines, and household paper products. New Jersey's tax on those items? Zero. My point is this. It's not all about dollars and cents when it comes to where you live. Collingswood is a small, friendly town with an active downtown, a farmer's market, and a commuter train to Philadelphia. Our streets are tree-lined, our crime level's low, my dog has a backyard, and my family is here. I have dug roots in deep. Could I save a few bucks by moving across the bridge? Perhaps. Would I rather pay less in property taxes? Of course. But for my own slice of Garden State heaven, those bucks are worth it.
Jen Miller is a freelance writer, author, and proud denizen of the Garden State, to which, as a Philly girl, I can only say she knows what bridge to take to get a decent cheesesteak.